Let's take a good deep breath. And speaking of some transitions, and now with a little music. Oh, other way. Now with a little music. Yeah, let's just throw a little light on their faces, make them wake up, and then we'll go right back into the real Mirab that I wanted to do today. Okay, let's take a good deep breath. And what a day. What a day. I'm in a way like a very, very proud friend. Not father, but friend. Very proud to see what you've created here on earth. It's a small space in a small town on a small planet, but yet it's so symbolic. What a statement that the masters are here. You got it cemented in the wall. Not just a printed sign. I mean, you went so far as to have it cast in bronze. Cast in metal and put into a wall. The masters are here. Embodied, real. Now, if you take a good deep breath and relax, and you know how it is when, I think some of you call it a road trip, when you get in your car, such a great feeling sometimes. You get in your car and you're out on the open road, away from the city, out in the countryside, no other traffic, and put some music on the radio. Oh, Radio Caldera is telling me that's really very old-fashioned. You put some music on whatever device it is that you have. It's a radio. It's radio to me. Always be a radio. You're listening to some music. I don't care how you're getting it. Let's just say you're humming to yourself. Caldera quarrels about the funniest things, and it's like, the point is, you're relaxed, and you're having fun, damn it. And it's the wide open road, and it's a sunny day, and nobody else is there telling you that you're driving poorly, or you're just relaxed, and oh my God, what a journey it's been, and you're not on a journey. That's the funny thing. You're just out for a drive. There's no more journey. No more real destination. You're just out for a drive. And you know, you have that device, and Caldera, do not correct me. You have this device in your car, and it's called a rear view mirror. It's so that you can be driving, going forward or whatever, and you can look back to see what's behind. And today, it's your life that's behind you. Yeah, you're continuing to expand, you're continuing your experiences, but your old life is in the rearview mirror. Take a look at it in this mirab. Life in the rearview mirror. I like that analogy because, you see, you're not turning around and looking. You're not like looking back at the burning city. You're simply looking in the rearview. Kind of, it's a reflection. It's a perspective. Not really even literal. What a life you've had. What a life you've had looking in the rearview mirror. A life filled with such aspirations and desires, unlike that of which most people don't have. It wasn't even a life of aspiring for money or prominence or anything. A life that you dedicated to yourself, to that circle with a dot in the middle. What challenges? What tremendous challenges that you had in that life? Might have been with family, or might have been with career or your health, but if you look in that rearview mirror for a moment, see the challenges were really with yourself. They showed up oftentimes with family members or health, wealth, but the challenges were really your satisfaction, your acceptance with yourself. Your life in the rearview mirror. Trying hard, raising kids, trying to pay the bills. You look in the rearview mirror, your life, trying to be spiritual. That was a transition in your life. This beautiful, passionate desire for answers, finally. You look in the rearview mirror and how is your life? Well, that's behind you now. There are such tender moments in that life, in the rearview mirror. If you take a good look, you just look at all the energy that was put into that life. I would say at least 5 times more energy than a typical person puts into their life. I'm not just talking about going to work, but I'm just talking about your energy dynamic in life. So much energy into it. That life is kind of like a work of art in a way. I know it wasn't easy. You know it wasn't easy. But now, it's in the rearview mirror. Take a good deep breath. It's in the rearview mirror. That means that it's just a reflection. It's behind you. So many dead ends back there, so many dead end roads. He tried different things and didn't quite work out. That's okay. So many bumps in the road. I think the worst parts were when you were back there, when you were just lost. Like you're broke down, lost. That's terrible sometimes, not having that sense of direction. And what do you do? Where do you go? And you don't even know, and you're just lost. You're a stranger in a strange world, a world that's really not yours, and you knew it, but how the hell do you get out of it? That's lost. As you look in that rearview mirror, such a singular life, linear, on that path, on that roadway of trying so hard, working for the answers, and that's in the past now. That's in the rearview mirror. That's all behind you now. This thing called death, that dark object in the rearview mirror back in your old life, the worry about death. Damn it, that was a bad joke. I mean, it just was a bad joke. It was such a lie, death. You transition, indeed. You wouldn't want to stay in one state of being forever. You wouldn't want to just be in this physical body. I guess when one believes that there's nothing more, that this is reality, when they believe that this is reality, I guess then they would try to be in it forever. But when you know there's so much more, when you know there are many realities, there are, and this reality is its own illusion. But I guess then you'd want to stay in the immortal human state, but there is so much more. Death, what a lie. Death to me, to Adamus, it's the lie of the ignorant. It's all it is. It's ignorance. I'd use a bad word right now, but I don't think that's appropriate right in the middle of the shoud to say a bad word. Now, death is truly, it's for the ignorant, for the unconscious. Why don't people question it? Why? They just, I guess because they're ignorant, they're unconscious. They just go along with it, and then they do die because they believe in it. But that's in your rearview mirror right now. It's all behind you. And all that trying, you look back there, look at all the signs. As you look in the rearview mirror, all the road signs. Jeez. I mean, that's all you see in the rearview mirror is a bunch of signs and directions and directives and everything else. And now look in front of you. There are no signs. There are no signs. Turn this way. Stop here. Yield to idiots. There's none of that. It's... there are no signs. There's no power lines either. Get it? There's no power lines. Look in the rearview mirror. Power lines everywhere, polluting, visually polluting the environment. There are no power lines. You look in the rearview mirror and there's power lines and signs. And signs, those represented all the things you try to control yourself with. Stop. Don't do this. Turn here. Don't turn there. Yield to limitation. Yield to family. Yield to you being a negotiator with yourself. All those signs. Aren't you glad that they're in the rearview mirror now? And back there in the old life, you had to use a GPS just to figure out how to get someplace. What the heck was that about? So confusing that some little box is telling you where to go. Maybe that was your partner, spouse, but so confusing here when you look out in front of you, you don't need a GPS or a map or anything else. You just know where you want to go. You don't even have to have a particular destination. That destinations are in behind you now. Now, while this is going on, you're looking in the rearview mirror, your life as it was. Then you've got the wide open road, no signs, no traffic, no pollution, it's just wide open in front of you. It does cause pause, I guess a brief moment of reflection, when you suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I really am changing. Oh my gosh. And I'm not going back there. Oh my. This is for real. There is no going back. There is no going back. No going back to the signs and to the power lines and to the zoo and to the congestion and to the confusion, and there's no going back. No going back to death, and there's no going back to the old rhythms anymore. There's no patterning anymore. Causes one to just give pause for a moment and, oh, take a deep breath, and then the reality strikes. There is no going back. As you would say, OMG, there is no going back. Suddenly the car kind of slows down. Suddenly you're looking in the rearview mirror and then looking out in front of you, looking back to the rearview mirror, back to your life, looking in front of you. And then you're looking all around. No going back at all. Not even to death. We're not going back to death. We're not going back to old patterns. Oh my gosh. And for a brief instant, there is a bit of anxiety saying, but then what next? And the moment that anxiety seems to come up, it just passes through. It has no patterns to land on. It has no old rhythms to tie into. The anxiety comes and it goes. Never going back. You'll always have the memories. You'll always have the rearview mirror, but you're not going to be looking at it too much. I say that. You won't be looking at the rearview mirror too much. You'll always have the memories. They're not obliterated. They're not gone. Well, you're just never going back. In that realization, everything that's caused energy to pattern in certain ways, everything that's caused the cycles to stay within their old patterns and cycles, suddenly goes away. You're free, energy is free. Everything goes new. What's up ahead, it doesn't matter. It'd be better than anything the singular human could have planned. It'd be beyond, well beyond what the mind could have thought or even created. What a moment here in this kind of pause situation. Car slowed down, realization that you never go back. But also the beauty of where you've come from. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, suddenly, sound of sirens. Woo! Oh, crap, I thought I was beyond all this. And then you realized it was just Adamus Saint Germain saying, stop worrying, all is well in all of creation. And so it is. Enjoy the Masters Club. My dear Shambhara, I love you dearly. Thank you. Thank you.